This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So we have a podcast called In Comes the Money. Not him, not yet.
Not yet.
And we're basically talking about here comes the value in life. So not specifically money itself, but other things in life that can provide you value.
Of course.
That can probably be more valuable than money itself. And we've been doing it for a few months now. I think we have like the talent and I guess we're meeting our expectations as far as like how we want it to be in some way for where we're at. But as far as getting it out to other people, we're really struggling with that. For me, I'm like a visionary kind of guy. I'm really creative. I think in a few years, I'm going to be just like you or a version of you.
Yes.
My wife, she is like really good with just executing. She knows what to
do. She's the operator. You're the creator. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, good. That makes sense. That's a good team.
It's been working out really well. It's just now we're trying to figure out, okay, we're doing all this work.
How do we maximize it?
What does maximize mean?
So I guess we're having trouble figuring out like
kind how to get people to listen.
Yeah, that and how to get people to engage with our content, making sure it's not like our podcast episodes aren't too long. We do it on YouTube also.
It has nothing to do with length. Joe Rogan's long as fuck.
Yeah,
and don't use length as an excuse.
So we've been using some of your strategy where we have like videos on YouTube that's like an hour 45, and then we'll break it up. We'll have 2 minute videos on Instagram, 30-second clips on.
Do you know that for 4.5 years I put out ungodly amounts of content and nobody was watching every day? 4.5 years? Do you know that?
And
do all of you know that?
So I think maybe COVID messed with me a little bit because now I'm trying to figure out like a good system. I'm very, very much impressed by how you're able to manage your social media like pretty much all by yourself. Not really.
I mean, now I have a humongous fucking team. Now I did it all by myself for 7 years, so I know it's possible.
Yeah.
The question becomes a couple things. How much TikTok content are you putting out? Tell the truth, because you know I'm gonna punch you in the face.
No, I don't want to get punched, Gary. I'm gonna tell the truth.
I'm gonna punch you verbally because I don't do the physical shit, but I'm telling you right now, bro, when I ask that question and I get that body reaction from you, you know it makes me want to take this fucking laptop and smash your fucking face with it. You know that, right?
I know.
I'll tell you why. Because when you want it that bad and I'm pounding in your fucking skull for free that all the action's happening over there, why the fuck are you two coming up with excuses for not doing it? That's what I want to know.
You're absolutely right. Like, so
I think it's just fear. It's just
shit. I know what it is. And I know that most people either do well getting out of fear through warmth or through some straight shooting shit. I'm giving you my straight shooting shit right now because I know you're warping each other and it's not fucking working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, like outside of fear, it's just like a feeling of overwhelmness when I think about all of the different options.
That's because you're out here saying that you're going to be the next me. That's why you're overwhelmed.
I'm thinking too big.
Yes, bro.
Thinking way too big.
The reason you're overwhelmed is you're telling me to my face, you're the next me. And you haven't gotten out of the gate yet. And that's crippling you. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have big ambitions. Mm-hmm. But if you're overthinking, your ambitions are crippling you.
Because I'm always thinking, okay, well, if I'm going to spend an hour, I need to do maximize that hour. And then I'm looking at so many different options until the hour already passed.
Trying to figure out what to do next.
So I think like pre-COVID.
It's not too late, Raul, on TikTok. It just started. Go ahead.
What are your thoughts on
What are good options for
LinkedIn
podcasts?
LinkedIn and TikTok is free organic reach. Where the fuck are you all at? I've been telling you this shit for 18 months.
You have, and I'm wondering.
I'm not talking about just you two. I'm looking at all the faces in here that have ambitions, that want shit to happen, that are trying to get it out here. The fuck are you doing in the Zoom right now?
What about
you? Could be watching Netflix. You could be playing PS5. You could be listening to some music. You're fucking in here because you want something.
Yes.
And I'm telling you the free shit. I'm not even charging you for this shit. I'm telling you in your fucking face. TikTok, LinkedIn. TikTok, LinkedIn. TikTok, LinkedIn. You got a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I'm asking everybody in here, why the fuck aren't you executing on what I'm telling you? The answer is because you're insecure. The answer is because you're insecure. The answer is because you don't fully believe me. The answer is a million fucking other things, but it's all right in your fucking dome. And I don't know how to get the fuck out of you, but I'm trying a million different ways. I'll go sweet. I'll go different. I'll go like this rant right now because one of you fuckers might do it because this is the moment. I'm doing secret content. I fucking made a secret Zoom for you fuckers tonight. Here we are. I don't need to be doing this shit. I'm dying out here for you guys. I mean it. I want it for you real bad. You know why? Not because I'm fucking Mother Teresa. Not because I'm on some altruistic shit. Because it's real. It's real as fuck. But I can't help you if you don't fix the fucking well, which is your fucking dome, and if you don't do the shit I tell you.
That's true.
TikTok, that's true. LinkedIn. You know why? Because when you post on those platforms, more people than you deserve will see it.
You're
and then
right.
It will go away. I lived it. I lived it on Twitter. I lived it on Facebook. Lived it on Instagram. You can't do that shit on Instagram now.
So here's what I'm getting. I'm aiming a little bit high, and I think that's probably what's helping me. What's getting me overwhelmed. So I get that. So if we say, because right now we don't even have 1,000 like subscribers on YouTube or anything like that. We have less than 1,000 followers on Instagram. I'm thinking by the time that, like, let's say you have an opening of 10 minutes next year in June of 2020 or something like that, we want to get there. We want to get to that point of—
Get where?
What's that?
To get to 1,000?
Get to 1,000 at least.
For what? To high five yourselves? The fuck does that mean, bro? The does 1,000 mean?
I think
what's wrong? Why wasn't 500 good enough? Why isn't 5,000 good enough? Bro, you're making fake goals. The fuck will that mean? What happens when you hit 1,000? I'll get you 1,000 right now. What's your fucking YouTube?
At In Comes the Money.
Spell that shit.
I-N-C-O-M-E-S.
Hold on 1 second. Twitter.com.
Let's see if I feel different.
You're not gonna feel different, bro. You're gonna feel the same bullshit you feel right now. What? How is it spelled? In
comes the money. I-N-C-O-M-E-S.
I see you. You guys are very cute. Good thumbnails. I'm impressed.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks.
All right, I'm subscribing. Now you have 143 subscribers. Now you have 144. Now I'm going here. Please, if I've ever done anything for you.
I appreciate that, Gary.
You're gonna appreciate the next part more. Anything for you, please follow this lovely couple.
Oh,
AK snap. Subscribe.
I'm seeing notifications.
That's only coming from the people in here. I haven't even posted yet. I'm trying to teach these.
I'm impressed by how you execute, for real.
That's all I fucking do, bro. People think all I do is talk. All I do is fucking make shit happen. Listen to me. Here you go, everybody. Here's the fucking link. Click it, everybody. Fucking, let all of us follow. They're very lovely. It'll be fun. Here it is. There's a link. I really mean it. I really fucking, truly fucking expect all of you to follow it right now. For real, for real, for real. But here's the real question, my man. You're not going to feel any different at 1,000.
I think I've developed an internal expectation. Of
period.
Like,
stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the end of the game for you. Yeah. Fuck expectations. Focus on process. Do you love doing the show?
I love the process.
Yeah, it's
good.
Awesome.
Good.
I feel like we're teaching ourselves stuff, and then we review it, and we're like, oh man, that's so cool.
Good.
And then
you love the process, yet you have anxiety and tension and unhappiness around the whole thing because of expectations, bro.
That is so true. We've actually said that on the podcast, and I'm a big victim of it. So, I think along with the process, part of what gives me anxiety is my lack of execution. And I've always been curious about what your routine is.
My routine was I was blessed with operational capabilities, and then I honed them since I was 5 years old, and now I'm 45. Talent. Just like you were blessed with good looks, bro.
Look at that compliment.
Hey! Yeah, the little man like that shit. Let's go. You know, listen to me. Listen to me. You are not an operator.
I'm not.
Good news. You don't need to be.
She is.
Good. So stop worrying about operating. Start worrying about community and content. You're not in your community enough, you, my man.
Yeah. And that's creating more anxiety for me.
You know?
I don't know if anyone else can relate. It's gotten worse during COVID. I think because my routine has just hit a big...
Bro, COVID exposed things. It didn't create things. Let me give an example. Right? Like, you're producing a really nice YouTube show. I like it. I'm really like, you're putting it in. Like, it's a nice looking thing. Like, you guys are doing it. But you don't understand right now is that the world works on everything you do after the show, not the show. I put out garbage lighting content. I put out garbage production unless my team does some. Big shout out to Abby for yesterday's post. That was fire. But I'm out here putting out volume and message. You're putting all your energy. I can see it from a mile away. You two are putting all your energy into the production of the show, not the awareness of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be something that we loved.
Good. Well, then if you wanted it to be that, then stop talking all the other bullshit, because now you love it. You're good. You won. But that's not what you want. That's the bullshit coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I want both.
Calling your bluff.
Yeah. I think because the expectations of everyone else kind of drives it. And it also messes with my anxiety because I know I love it. I know it's great content. And I would
Who's
like
expectation? To have value. What others? Who?
No, myself. Like, since I was young, I have this personality where I just feel the need to achieve. And even if it's not up to your expectations, if I feel like I've done like everything that I can so that by the time I'm dead, I've been used as much as I possibly can. I feel like I'm misused or underused if no one even sees the effort that we've put into something.
No, bro, that's you trying. No, that's wrong. You have it reversed.
Can you elaborate, please?
Of course. Everything you just said was about you. Everything that you just said was selfish.
It was, yeah. You're right. It was kind of selfish. No one here cares specifically about what I'm trying to do.
No.
How I feel about it.
It's not even that. It's that you want them to look up to you.
That is true. I want them to be like, oh, he's the man. He's good.
I know what you want.
What he just said was dope. You're right.
Which is why it's not happening.
That's right.
It's the reverse, my guy. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I don't give a fuck that everybody here thinks I'm the guy.
You are, though, by the way.
But because I care about knowing that I have so much to give and just giving and letting the chips fall, and whether I'm the guy or not the guy, my team will tell you I have no fucking idea. I posted the other day in our thread that I was pumped that my idea of my three cups post was the worst post we've ever had. Now, one could sit here and say, yeah, but you've got that easy now. No, that's who I was always. Bro, either you're doing it out here for them or you're doing it out here for you. Right now, you're doing it solely for you.
So what motivates you to continue even when the results of, because you have to have like certain
expectations. Because I like when there's no results. I believe I deserve them. I believe you two deserve not having subscribers.
Mm-hmm. So you can learn from it?
Of course.
We've learned from it.
Bro, the market's always right.
Yeah, we did just get started too.
You did, but stick with me. It's not about that, because that goes again in excuse land.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not about winning or not winning. Let him do his thing. I love it. Listen to me. It's not about you just start. It's not about how many views you have or you're not. It's you understanding that you have to do content that's good for them. And if you don't have subscribers, they're right, not you.
Yeah.
And my intuition is that you're like, why aren't they seeing it yet?
Yeah. That is true, because I feel like some of this stuff marketing wise is formulaic in a way where if you put the right keywords, you do X, Y, and Z, you should be able to get a little bit more than if you did none of that, whether you have good content or not. And so I feel like once you've done all the work,
first of all, you haven't done it well enough, because it would have worked. It's just math. But I promise you, the problem is, listen to how you're thinking. Let me break this down for everybody. Let me break down your psyche, because this will help, I think. First, you're about you. You want the admiration, the fame. You're worried about it from your perspective. This is all I'm hearing. Then the next thing you're worried about is hacking YouTube for you. First, I want it. I want to win. We're going to win. We're going to be we're going to be that cute black couple. We're going to fucking win. The world's going to love us. This is our time. Then all your energy is let's either buy some bullshit YouTube hacking course or find some free content. And we figured out how to meta tag or thumbnail. Why the fuck isn't it happening? None of this has been about doing shit for people that will bring them tons of value. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing review reads, "What I absolutely love about Gary's podcast is that whatever he says is relevant to the masses. Even for someone like me, a mom trying to get a business started off the ground with nothing, he keeps me going and believing it can be done, but also gives me real strategies on how to do it." Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.